it was relevant to workplace context because I'm at a school of management now. That was one of the changes. We wanted to make it more relevant to people's everyday business practices. And then we do the same old empathic accuracy manipulation. It's a comparison of voice to voice and visual. But then we add this next component, which is after the interactions, our participants tell us what they were paying attention to when they were trying to rate the other person's emotions. Like, what were they using? And we sort of explore those data to figure out, you know, if there's a difference in empathic accuracy, where is that difference located, right? Is it does it depend on where people are looking? So what we find is this voice-only condition is doing slightly better than the voice-visual condition. And then we find it's the vocal cues, the expressions that people are really paying attention to in the voice condition, in addition to the speech content. And that's really what's dropping out. They're paying less attention to it in the visual condition. So one of the inferences we're trying to make here, or we're moving towards, is it's the content, the vocal cues, and potentially the content of speech that's really driving empathic accuracy in the voice-only condition.